Now, step number two is building rapport and trust. And as I talk through building rapport, and I'm sure everybody knows that building rapport is critical in negotiating and influencing, I'm going to be putting forward the suggestion that if you are going to be successful in the second step, we have to work on the assumption that the majority of people in the world will think and process information very differently to you. And if we really want to have a high degree of impact in the way that we get through to people, we need to be able to understand how the other person might think. So I'm just going to spend a couple of minutes giving you some theory and some insight into how the human brain works to enable you to maximise the way that you can build rapport and ultimately trust with your business colleagues. The human brain is effectively an information processor, and inside it is almost like a filing system. It's quite limited. We're bombarded by lots of pieces of information every second. And what the human brain chooses to capture and chooses to delete or distort is very much dependent on what the beliefs, the attitudes, and the memories are of that filing system that already pre-exists. So you know, don't you, that if somebody believes and their attitude is such that change is a really great thing and they've got lots of positive memories, what they will choose to capture in the way that they capture information is all the evidence to support the belief that change is fantastically good. Taking the opposite extreme, you probably have worked with people who are very sceptical and cynical and quite critical of an organisation trying to lead change. Maybe something in the past where a result has not been delivered or where they've not been listened to. And therefore, as you're giving them information about a new change, they will choose to filter out all the positive messages and gather evidence to support their belief that change is going to be a bad thing. It's going to be a disaster. So this human brain takes in information, and there's some certain coding systems that enable people to think about certain things. The coding systems are really important if we're really going to increase the impact. Some coding systems are visual, some are auditory by what people hear, some are kinesthetic and tune into the way that we feel about something, our intuition. And some coding systems are what we call digital systems. They process information in a rational and logical and systematic way, and they need digital information. Now, these coding systems are important, and we're going to be talking about them later, because what people choose to think about at any one point of time drives their state of mind. And if we're going to influence and negotiate with people, we need to get them in a positive state of mind. And we're going to be looking at some techniques to get them in a positive state of mind. And the state of mind drives body language. And this is our biggest clue when we're talking to other people, whether they are engaged with what we are suggesting to them. Okay, I'm going to move on. I just want you to bear in mind the messages that majority of people will think differently to us. And therefore, we may need to change the way that we're communicating to others to change their response. Okay, let's go back to rapport. Why do we want it? Well, we want to build rapport so people will be open to our suggestions. People, when they're in a state of rapport, tends to relax, and people talk about, well, I just clicked with that person. They're just on my wavelength. I really hear what they're saying. And what they are verbalising is that they feel in rapport with the other person and that they trust them. Now, this is fundamental. It's going to make our job so much easier if people are in a state of rapport. And there's three things that we can do to engineer this state of rapport, because up until this point, you might have been unconsciously aware of somebody building rapport with you. You're not aware specifically of what they're doing. So the techniques I'm going to give you now are something that you will be aware of and you will be in control of, but the other person will be unaware. And that's good because we want everything to look and to feel natural. The three ways in which we can build rapport with the other person are shifting their state of mind, secondly, by using specific language patterns, and thirdly, by our body language and how they see us behaving. Number one, state of mind. If you want somebody to be open to your suggestions, then you need to be in a positive state of mind to start off with. If you go into a situation and you are positive, you are energized, you're looking excited and enthusiastic, then of course that's going to rub off. It's going to be infectious. The tip, if you want to get somebody in this similar state of mind, the way to do it is to ask them a question that will enable them to pull up a memory of something very positive. Because I've just told you that what people think about at any one moment in time drives their state of mind. So you might choose to write down these questions. They're very, very powerful. Question number one, what is it about your job or what is it about this situation that you love about it, that gives you the buzz? What is it that you love about your job at the moment is a question you may use. Second, what are the biggest challenges or the biggest issues that you've had over the last 6 months that you've been really successful at tackling? And questions like this enable the other person to go into their memory bank and pull out positive messages. And this is a technique that you would use at the very beginning of any conversation. So state of mind. Secondly, language patterns. Language patterns need to reflect the visual, the auditory, the kinesthetic, and the auditory digital coding systems. So visual language patterns use words like, let's take a look at this problem. It appears to me that we need to address this issue. Let's create a picture. And to complement the visual language patterns, to use pictures and diagrams. You may have seen lots of people on flip charts drawing process diagrams. These are people that need to see a problem, need to see an issue to be able to agree with it. Auditory language patterns. Let's listen to what this problem may sound like. Let's tune in to the problems. I want to question what you're saying. Let's harmonize. Let's really hear what the team want to say about this. And auditory people, it needs to sound right to them. So auditory language, kinesthetic language patterns are about getting to grips with, getting a hold of the solution in a concrete and hard way. And what you will probably see with kinesthetic people is that they use their hands to express themselves and they're literally moving the problem around and the solution, and you can see things being moved in their hands as they're really getting in touch with the problem. So kinesthetic language. Finally, auditory digital language patterns, rationale, logic. Let's process this problem. Let's decide. Let's consider. Let's sense what we need to measure in a structured and chronological way. It's a different level of language. So this is just really an introduction to make you aware language patterns to build rapport. Now, if you're in a negotiation with somebody and you hear in this first stage some objections, I don't see what you're saying. I don't see what you're saying is an objection that requires you to give them more visual information or to use more visual language. If somebody says to you, it just doesn't sound right to me, that's an objection because they're not hearing the solution in such a way that is meaningful to them. So we probably need to change our language in the way that we sound by using our voice. If somebody says, it just doesn't feel right to me, So we're not communicating it in the language which engenders the right sort of emotion or sense for that person. Some people make decisions based on their gut feel. And if people say it doesn't make sense to me, we probably need to show them a beautiful business case with lots of digital information to give them the pros, the cons, and the risks. It's interesting, isn't it? Okay, the third step, body language. And I know that you know that body language and tone of voice makes up the majority of what we communicate to other people. Birdwhistle, from the studies that he did, said that 55% of what we communicate is down to our body language, and approximately 38% is down to our tone of voice. And if we want to build rapport in this first step, we have to watch and copy the other person's body language in a very discreet way. Why? Because the unconscious mind picks up the signals that you are like them at some level. And people like other people that exhibit some characteristics of themselves. And that's what rapport is all about, building that trust that you are like them, you are on their wavelength, and that they can really trust you. Now, I'm going to give you three or four things to focus on to enable you to use your body language to build rapport. The first is the alignment of the spine, the posture. Watch how it is bent forward and backwards or upright. Whether the person is sat down in a particular way, watch it and copy it. The second are the gestures that somebody uses. So the hand gestures, whether they are extremely still and they put their hands in the laps, or whether they use their hands for expression. And even if you're not used to doing this, if you want better results, then this is very much on your ability to change how you communicate to give the other person what they need. So I encourage you to try it. A third technique is blinking, watching how often somebody blinks and how often they blink and copying that rate of blinking. And fourthly, when we're talking about body language, we can always talk about the voice as well, how it sounds, the speed of the voice and the pitch of the voice. Of course, I don't want lots of men out there talking very high-pitched if they're speaking to women that are out there in business, but whatever is comfortable for you. And again, it may feel a little bit strange to start off with, but believe me, practice makes perfect.